Now John will bring the reading to us.
Our reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 1, reading from the New Living Translation. Mark tells us, "This is the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. It began just as the prophet Isaiah had written. Look, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your way. He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him.'" This messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. All of Judea, including all the people of Jerusalem, went out to see and hear John. When they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. His clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. John announced, "Someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to stoop down like a slave and untie the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Praise be to God for his word. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you, John. Well, here goes. Last Sunday, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to be here today. And I had started preparing the talk, but I then managed to finish it during the week. So with God's grace, I'm here today. It's not going to be a long talk. And as you know, I sort of speak from the heart. And I'm not a theologian, so you're not going to get a theological talk today. But here goes. When I was preparing my talk for today, I had originally taken the reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 23, which was the first reading I came across attributed to the second Sunday in Advent. But somehow this didn't really sit well with me, perhaps just the way it was written. Then I had a look at Mark's Gospel that was written by John Mark, who wasn't one of the 12 disciples, but who accompanied Paul on his missionary journey in Acts. Mark goes back to the Old Testament and the prophet Isaiah, foretelling the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, and then John's part in preparing the people for the coming of Jesus. Advent is the time of preparing ourselves for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. This got me thinking about the preparations Mary and Joseph must have had to make before the birth of baby Jesus. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 20, an angel appears to Joseph, allaying his fears that Mary had been with another man, but that she is with child through the Holy Spirit. Before that, Joseph didn't want Mary seen in public, and was willing to divorce her to save her from public disgrace. So his mind was put at rest, and he must have felt at peace. It is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, which I think is a lovely reading, and that the angel comes to Mary, telling her that she will have a baby, but not to worry, as it will be by the Holy Spirit. The shock she must have felt, but then the peace of accepting that the baby would be the Son of God. As I said, I really got to thinking about the preparations Mary Joseph must have gone through for the birth of Jesus. All we know about them is having to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem to register the birth. This would have been about 9 months after knowing that Mary was pregnant. The journey would have taken about 5 to 6 days to cover the distance involved on foot. No donkey is mentioned in the Gospels, but it seems to me to be perfectly reasonable for Mary to have a donkey to ride on. They would have had to prepare food and water for the journey. No flasks or Tupperware in those days. You may laugh. Rod and I were discussing my talk whilst waiting in Wexham Park A&E last Sunday. I had a bad attack of vertigo and I don't know what the surrounding patients thought of our talk, but we discussed it there. Hence our thoughts for containers for food and drink. After having to wait for 3.5 hours in A&E, you really got to thinking about that. And Mary and Joseph must have also needed shelter each night on the journey, and not just for the night they entered Bethlehem. I suppose they could have taken a tent on the donkey for the preceding nights, but then there wouldn't have been anywhere in the town of Bethlehem for them to put one. Perhaps I look too deeply into the background of events, which we are told about in the Bible, and that is part of what I find fascinating and enjoyable about Bible study each week, looking behind the scenes. As I say, it's just my way of looking at things in the Bible. I start thinking about things. How did this happen? How did that happen? So we think we have a lot of preparations to do leading up to Christmas, but most of them are incidental to the preparations Mary and Joseph had to make. They didn't have to worry about buying presents, which is going to be so difficult this year for so many people with the cost of living crisis. A lot of people won't have money to spend on expensive toys and presents that they have had in previous years. This is going to be a difficult time for some children to understand, who have been used to having all the latest toys and gadgets. Some people, for instance, like my son and daughter-in-law, have agreed with friends to put a limit on the amount that they're spending. And I'm sure a lot more thought will go into presents and will be very much appreciated. For those of us who are gifted in craft making, we'll make gifts this year. Fortunately, I'm not one of them. And the receiver will appreciate all the love and thought that's gone into that present. And the second Sunday in Advent comes after a chaotic year. Yet, there is comfort to be found when we pause to read, pray, and reflect over the course of the Advent season. A time when believers eagerly anticipate the celebration of Christ's birth. And it was disturbing to find out this week that just 4 in 10 of the population are now classed as Christians who celebrate the true meaning of Christ in Christmas. This second Sunday in Advent gives us the opportunity to prepare our hearts in faithful waiting to celebrate the birth of Jesus and to ready ourselves for his second coming. It's a beautiful chance to reflect on the ways prophecy has been fulfilled and to ponder what the future promised to us through the prophecies will bring. Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." This week, we pause to remember who God is and what he has done for us. When our lives are hurried, we only have the chance to focus on our to-do lists, making space in our schedules for prayer helps us to better see God at work in our lives and in our world. As we prepare our hearts for the celebration of Jesus' arrival as a gift to all humanity, let's stir up in our hearts and homes a sense of anticipation. May God's Spirit transform the days leading up to Christmas into a time of holy anticipation, preparing our hearts as we faithfully await the chance to celebrate the arrival of Jesus. I said it wasn't going to be a long talk. Shall we pray? Dear Father God, prepare our hearts to celebrate your birth joyfully. We thank you for faithfully doing what you promised long ago when you sent your Son to earth so that we might have the chance to become part of your family. Let the promise of your second coming inspire us to live with hope and purpose. Remind us of the peace we can access when we take time to still ourselves before you and remember you are God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.